Former FBI Director James Comey's memoirs titled A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership hit number one in its first week. Although Comey is portraying himself as some straight-shooting law and order man and seen as a hero of the opposition to Donald Trump, his record at the FBI shows the former Republican was very much a part of the racist culture nurtured at the FBI by one of his other former directors, J. Edgar Hoover. While J. Edgar Hoover was known to be a blatant racist who targeted black leaders, Comey has carefully crafted a public persona by invoking the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and mentioning how he has a copy of King's letter from a Birmingham jail. While Comey has talked about the racist past of law enforcement in the country, the record shows his loyalty has been to upholding a racist and religiously biased system. And he was not a principled leader while at the FBI, unless we are talking about the principles of white supremacy. In an article published by The Intercept, professor of political science and author Janine Theo Harris explores the hypocrisy of Comey's expressed disgust with the treatment of Dr. King when paired with his actions at the Bureau. Theo Harris writes, despite this professor's appreciation for King and his aim to right the wrongs of the Bureau's past, Comey presided over many of the same racialized tactics and assumptions in his tenure as FBI director, broadly targeting the Muslim American community, coercing informants, trafficking in racial profiling, surveilling Black Lives Matter and Standing Rock activists, and largely standing aside amid police violence and misconduct. As he hits the lecture circuit this week, fed it by many across the political spectrum as the nation's conscience, we would do well to move beyond his claims of ethical leadership to his actual actions as director of the FBI. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.